Love isn't what Disney promised. It's messy, complicated, and guaranteed to trigger your deepest insecurities. In How to Love Someone Without Losing Your Mind, psychotherapist Todd Barratz demolishes the fantasy version of relationships we've been sold and replaces it with something far more valuable: honesty about what love actually entails. Imagine discovering that the relationship struggles keeping you up at night are not only normal, but expected. This book isn't offering a path to perfect love. It's offering permission to be imperfectly human while still creating meaningful connections. As relationship anxiety reaches epidemic proportions in our swipe right culture, Barratz's refreshing perspective acknowledges a fundamental truth. Love will absolutely mess with your head, and that's exactly how it's supposed to be. We've transformed love into a capitalist pursuit. Dating apps function as marketplaces where potential partners are products evaluated on job titles, appearance, and perceived compatibility. We approach relationships like shopping, weighing options, comparing features, and simultaneously marketing ourselves as desirable assets. This mindset leads to absurd disqualifications. It won't work because they live in Brooklyn and I'm on the Upper West Side, or because they're a Gemini and I'm a Scorpio. We want instant certainty rather than taking time to truly know someone. Our obsession with red flags, boundaries, and avoiding narcissists often represents normal trauma responses rebranded as essential health measures. As our expectations for love have skyrocketed, our commitment to the necessary work has plummeted. Every relationship challenge stems from loss and longing for love. Though our experiences feel unique, we're part of older stories. Barratz's mother married young to escape abuse, seeking love. His father, orphaned at 11, faced anti-Semitism and isolation after his mother's suicide attempt. Their Holocaust-affected family prioritized survival over relationship fulfillment, discouraging independence. These patterns shaped Barratz's decade-long relationship with Alex. Despite their healthy foundation, Barratz experienced his mother's familiar powerlessness. He spent 2 years in ambivalence, loving Alex while yearning for other possibilities, trapped in what he termed a second childhood. We all inherit emotional patterns that influence our partner choices and relationship dynamics through intergenerational reenactments. Couples typically seek therapy after years of mounting resentment, arriving with grievances that create hostile dynamics. The honeymoon phase's end is universal. Initially charming differences, like Barratz's fitness focus versus Alex's TV preference, become sources of tension. Relationship milestones can strain genuine connection when partners fixate on controlling the future rather than living present. Graduate school expanded Barratz's perspective, prompting him to reassess his relationship. Alex showed deep love through cooking, prioritizing Barratz's needs and emotional support. However, their codependency became problematic. Alex was Barratz's entire support system. Instead of addressing these issues, Barratz focused on Alex's shortcomings, wishing for change while avoiding his own role in their struggles. Love triggers intense emotional swings between adoration and fury. When triggered, we experience flooding. Our brain's emergency response activates, making us feel attacked. Peter Levine's Veracity Trap describes how we mistake emotional intensity for truth. Our triggered reactions are typically 30% present situation and 70% past experiences. Trauma isn't limited to obvious abuse, but includes emotional abandonment, neglect, and what Terry Real terms passive abuse, families lacking warmth. Every relationship has its unique dance, shaped by present circumstances, but rooted in childhood patterns. These reenactments aren't just negative, they're opportunities for healing. Partners trigger us more than others because they occupy central roles in our lives, accessing vulnerabilities we rarely share. Adult partnerships mirror early attachment relationships, explaining why similar issues resurface. Take Denise and Sam, whose genuine care was complicated by childhood trauma. Their pattern, Denise withdrawing when triggered, Sam anxiously pursuing reassurance, improved through therapy-guided exploration and mutual empathy. Our collective discomfort with sexuality stems from contradictory cultural messages that breed confusion and shame. Medical professionals typically focus only on STIs and contraception, while media and pornography create unrealistic expectations about bodies and pleasure. These limited frameworks leave most people struggling to navigate their sexuality healthily. Sexual arousal involves complex hormone interactions that can be disrupted by even minor stress or negative thoughts. The dual control model describes how sexual response balances between arousal, accelerator, and inhibition, brakes, with individual variation in sensitivity to both systems. Context, from emotional safety to environmental comfort, significantly impacts arousal. Sex intertwines physical sensation with psychology, emotions, and self-worth. Perhaps the greatest challenge is allowing ourselves to prioritize personal pleasure, something often discouraged since childhood. As Dr. Michael Bader explains, sexual excitement requires temporarily setting aside concerns about performance or others' experiences to fully embrace our own pleasure. Many of us lose connection with our inner selves, focusing externally rather than examining our own desires and goals. Instead of self-reflection, we seek validation from partners, hoping they'll provide the purpose we can't find within. In relationships, we often fixate on analyzing others' behaviors rather than understanding our own experiences, a defense mechanism that ultimately increases our disconnection. Barats exemplified this in his relationship with Alex, blaming his partner while failing to voice his own needs or acknowledge his role in their struggles. Never having lived independently and carrying unresolved trauma, he let the relationship define him while expecting Alex to intuitively understand his unexpressed needs. Differentiation, a concept developed by Murray Bowen and expanded by David Schnarch, is the ability to maintain individuality while in relationship. Well-differentiated people navigate disagreements without becoming overwhelmed or passive-aggressive. Schnarch likens differentiated couples to separate boats sailing together, rather than one shared vessel. As Esther Perel observes, when two become one, connection can no longer happen. True intimacy requires balancing individual identity with partnership, maintaining both personal growth and shared experiences. As a therapist, Barats has observed that everyone is somewhat unhealthy. We all make relationship mistakes and fail to meet idealistic standards. Yet these behaviors make sense within each person's story. Instagram's empowering phrases often ignore this messy reality. We can't simply follow a checklist to happiness. Society demands healthy relationships without teaching the necessary skills. Everyone has flaws, and every relationship is imperfect. We're like babies learning to walk while simultaneously processing trauma and trying to communicate effectively. No relationship meets perfectionistic standards, and contrary to popular belief, meaning matters more than happiness. We often fixate on future fantasies while missing the present. Seeking a pain-free, controllable life leads to anxiety. True peace comes from learning to recognize and work through pain. Healing starts with curiosity about yourself. It's a lifelong practice, not a destination. Pain isn't something to resist, but to accept with kindness. You're not broken. You've been hurt, but you're worthy of love. Life cycles through pain, love, and growth. Understand yourself, forgive others and yourself, learn from mistakes. Don't chase fairy tale love. Embrace the beautiful mess of authentic human connection instead. Every relationship has its dance, shaped by present circumstances, but rooted in childhood patterns. Reenactments aren't negative, they're opportunities for healing. These unconscious processes recreate familiar roles that impact communication and attachment. Consider Denise and Sam. Her withdrawal triggered his anxious pursuit of reassurance. Through therapy, they discovered neither had experienced safe relationships growing up. This mutual understanding became their breakthrough. Recovery from trauma involves learning to live without fear, recognizing what was missing, and cultivating pleasure. The path forward isn't finding someone to transform your life. It's becoming the author of your own story through self-understanding. While partner frustration is normal, defining them solely by irritating traits creates problems. Relationship satisfaction depends not on perfection, but on how you understand and respond to flaws. Understanding yourself, befriending all parts, and practicing forgiveness opens the door to growth, suggesting relationships exist not for endless happiness, but for learning to love despite imperfection.